This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. The holiday season can be joyful, but for many seniors, it can also bring loneliness, grief, and added mental health challenges. Rita Chahal is the executive director of the Mood Disorders Association of Manitoba.
You know, we all live on a mental wellness continuum, and so any one day we could be in a challenging place, but we could be in a great place, and so we always want to make sure that we stay in the wellness side.
Mental health advocates say seniors often face unique pressures during this time of year.
The whole loneliness aspect is a big part because we are in the times have changed. And even though we're global in many ways, but there's also the distances that separate us. And so the loneliness at this age, people lose their partners. People move into different living conditions, spaces. Those are some of the things.
Programs at the Mood Disorders Association of Manitoba, like Tea and Tales, are helping seniors stay connected by creating safe spaces for storytelling, friendship, and peer support. Cynthia Zimrose has been taking part in Tea and Tales for 3 years.
The camaraderie, the sharing of stories, the acceptance, just a general feeling of shared experiences and being comfortable in seeing that I'm not alone or we're not alone as a group in our different struggles that we have, but there's a shared experience of support and acceptance.
Friendships outside of family can be especially important for seniors.
I would say it's very important. I have a large group, a large family, so that's great. But what I find is it's important for seniors to have that safe space that isn't maybe tied to family negativity or stressors.
Beyond building those connections, advocates say seniors need better access to peer support, health navigators, culturally appropriate services, and consistent funding is needed to ensure these programs can continue and expand across the province.
Not everything has to be left up to government. Governments run on our tax dollars, right? So it's our tax dollars that are, but there's only a certain limit to that what those tax dollars can, we have to look at the communities coming to. So it's not just the tax dollars, it's private funding and private investments, private commitments, the need to build volunteer bases, the need for the spiritual communities to come together.
Self-care is also a key message this holiday season. Whether that means journaling, meditating, attending community events, or simply learning to be comfortable spending time alone.
People have forgotten to love themselves. Most of us are always worried about giving to others, that we forget that we also need to ground ourselves and just start journaling a little bit. I think start practicing gratitude on a regular basis, maybe going around, you know, if you can get two or three people together, go out and see the lights in the zoo, those kinds of things. And there are opportunities if you can go out to a theater production or a movie or those kinds of things. Those are all some of the little things you can do for yourself.
The Mood Disorders Association of Manitoba offers peer support services across the province, with phone lines open throughout the holiday season. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.